Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. This is The Maggie Dawn Show. Here on the Civic Media Radio Network, one thing I love about doing this job is you all help me out when I screw things up. And I did not pronounce the town of Muscatine right. I hope I'm getting that right now. Thanks to Robert in West Dallas. And I think, Jane from Madison listening on WMDX. Muscatine, not Muscatine. My bad. And please, I beg forgiveness from all the Muscatinians. I don't know. I don't even want to try that one. I'll stay away from that. Folks, we are discussing the No Kings protest, the incredible stuff going down in the news today, the detention, the handcuffing, the roughing up of a sitting U.S. senator. Absolutely stunning. 855-752-4842. Also, breaking news related to all of this mess in California, which, remember, everyone, it's just a distraction from the big, brutal bill. Very important, very alarming, but it's a distraction. A federal judge that is hearing the emergency application of the state of California alleging that the deployment of 4,000 National Guards troops, as well as some 700 plus Marines in California, is unconstitutional and illegal. Judge Breyer, in a hearing earlier this afternoon, said this. He is skeptical of the constitutional basis for the deployment. It requires a, quote, rebellion. We aren't seeing a rebellion. You're seeing a protest. And yes, some bad actors protesting. And for heaven's sake, bad actors who may or may not be legitimately protesting, committing crimes who should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. But again, according to the district attorney for LA County, 99.9% of the protesters peaceful. And all of this I find so insane. Because all of these MAGAs, do you also call what happened on January 6th a rebellion? Where was the National Guard on January 6th? Trump sat there shoving French fries in his face in the White House dining room watching our democracy blow up. Where was your outrage then? It seems to me that things are a rebellion and an insurrection when it's people that you disagree with. Like, that's the Republican rule of thumb. Surrounding a federal building, as long as you're not destroying the property, being a pain in the butt to ICE agents, that's not what happened on January 6th. It's leaps and bounds less alarming. They're not, I mean, no person of good faith can make that argument to me and have me be like, okay, well, that's legit. You can't, because it's not the same. And would you be surprised that J.B. Pritzker and Lauren Boebert had a moment today on Capitol Hill having this very argument, and the classy act known as Congresswoman Boebert, I think, sounded just as stupid as we all know she might very well be. Let's take a listen. To answer her question, of course it's not peaceful to destroy property and arrest them. But to call all of the protesters an insurrection because a tiny, tiny, tiny fraction are agitators and bad actors, it doesn't track. This is not a rebellion. This is not a rebellion. It's a protest. If this is a rebellion, if this is an insurrection, then those words have no meaning. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Ben from Madison, thank you for being patient. A new caller, welcome to the show. What do you have to say this afternoon? Are you there, Ben? It's me, Margaret. Ben, welcome back to Ben. Thanks for your patience. We got L.A. Tom, one of my frequent flyers. Love to see your name on my caller list. How you doing, Tom? What you got?
Well, hey, Maggie, I'm good. First, we must get all money out of politics. That's got to be our number one goal of everything that we do if we want to restore government back to we the people. Second, Mike must not understand the topography of California. Palisades is about 45 minutes away from downtown L.A.
Yep.
this is a 1 mile. Not even a mile. It's probably about 3 blocks. A small town like maybe Durand, or a small town like, I don't know, Ellsworth, River Falls. That's how big this protest is. So I don't know what the hell people are thinking, if we need to have the National Guard and the Marines and all of this other stuff in here that's just going to basically continue to build more problems than actually exist. Everyone else in LA is getting on with their life. The only problem is that we have people that have to shut down. For all you people out there that love mom and pop small businesses, one of my customers had to shut down his business since last Tuesday because he doesn't have people coming into the business because they're too afraid because they're going to be deported because they pick, strawberries and things like that out in the field. All of this is going to affect you guys. There's a part of me that I agree with the Gavin Newsom that we need to stop just paying our federal taxes here in the state of California and see how the country does. We pay $80 billion more into our tax revenue than we actually get back as a state. So I'm so tired of people saying, oh, California is such a wreck. California is such a mess. You know, we have 10 million people in L.A. County alone.
Yep.
If you want to call a protest or a insurrection or whatever, you know, go watch it when the Lakers win the NBA title.
Cars get lit on fire then, yes.
All that kind of stuff. You have the same stuff happening, but you know what? You have millions and millions of people down there. So don't give me this crap. And Donald Trump is he's just a taco. He's a chicken, and I hope people wear the chicken suits. I will be going to 3 different protests on Saturday. I'll be going to the Oxnard protest. I'll be going to the Malibu protest, and I will be going to the Thousand Oaks protest. So we're going to hit all 3 of them, and very excited to do so. And I will be there with my sign that says "Get Money Out of Politics."
That is what it's about, Tom. I appreciate your call, Tom. By the way, on that Malibu point, I have no idea how anyone who attends Pepperdine University graduates, because it is the most beautiful place I have ever been. Unbelievable. Getting more feedback on me apparently absolutely still getting the pronunciation wrong. Maybe there's a diversity of pronunciation opinions in the state about Muscoday. That's Mike from Sun Prairie. I'm sorry, everybody. I really do apologize. We probably do a whole show on how to pronounce small towns in Wisconsin and get a very vigorous debate going on. We've got one here for you, 855-752-4842. I wanted to play something for you that I just... One of my colleagues, a former colleague from this station, used to say something like... fascism, like, tiptoes in on a kitty's foot. I don't remember what it is. But what he was saying is, and most political theorists will say, that in modern times, where you see authoritarianism take hold and fascism, think Russia, they actually use democratic processes to seize control. In other words, the democratic process, the electoral process will work, but then they violate all these laws, they blow through it, they seize control of, you know, the military and the courts and things like that. One element of that we should all be on the lookout for is the suppression of speech, right? And the trumping up of all of these, pardon the pun intended, I guess, it's not an insurrection. If what's going on in L.A., as L.A. Tom pointed out, is an insurrection, then freaking what happens on State Street for Halloween in Madison is an insurrection. And I don't see guardsmen facing off against everybody's most beloved daughter and son for drinking too much and acting the fool and flipping cars over and doing stupid stuff. I don't see the National Guard every time a city wins, you know, a championship, as Tom pointed out. I mean, Bostonians, Pittsburghians, they do it up when they win. Anyways, this is sound of a local government board. You know what sound I'm talking about, Jacob? I'm trying to find it on our list here. Ah, what decorum looks like. That's what we're that one. This guy, when speech is getting shut down, when government starts to use all of its awesome powers to keep you from objecting to what it's doing, this is when you get worried. Take a listen to this, because it's exactly that.
Anyone else like to speak on this item?
Yeah, map 7.
Okay, hang on. I will recognize who the speakers are. So you may go.
Map 7 was not available.
The next time there's an outburst of any kind, I don't care who it is, we are clearing the chamber. The end, no more warnings. Okay, yeah, that's not how this works, so I'm sorry, you're not allowed to speak.
Okay.
All right, he is done. Remove him immediately.
What happened?
Well, I'm following the decorum policy. We're not going to be called racists. The end. Get him out.
Is
Glenda Diaz?
Decorum policy?
You read the decorum policy and you figure
it's
it out.
Racist in the decorum policy channel.
Profane, slander, all those things.
It's racist.
Max Potenza, Glenda Diaz, and Geraldine Jackie Cox.
Smart.
Remove him from the building. There's a lady on the aisle that just turned around and looked. The one next to her, please remove her from the courtroom.
The United States Constitution establishes the separate.
Thank you, ma'am. You're done. Carol Peters.
You're all dishonest cheaters and racist men.
All right, remove her from the building, please. Aguilar. There's a lady on the aisle right there in a gray sweatshirt. The one right next to her, remove her from the courtroom. She keeps clapping. The kid right here, the green shirt, remove that one from the room.
Be quiet. Thank you. And your actually time is up. Listen to your constituents.
Your time is up.
Because your constituents
her,
are telling you that they do not want these masks.
Get her out of here.
Better you now listen to them.
Thank you, Renee Thomas. So now
and
I'm calling for the vote.
It goes on and on and on and on like this. So having worked in local government and having had angry people at public hearings, I've been called names. This idea that, oh, well, it's in the decorum policy, so you don't get to talk anymore. You shut down speech by using all kinds of trumped up excuses, pun intended, that have the veneer of legitimacy. We're in the midst of that. Don't be fooled. Don't get distracted. It's about the big brutal bell. It's about your right to protest. Phone lines still open. We got a little space left. We'll get in all of your calls in the last segment right here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Are you going to the protest? No kings. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC.